Michael Turney and his wife sell thousands of pecan and chess pies to grocery stores across the South, but back in 1996, they were selling pies out of their kitchen. As a successful black business owner, Michael is no stranger to discrimination. At a StoryCorps booth in Nashville, Michael explained how the lessons he learned from his parents have helped him stand his ground years later.
We make pies. We started making them in our home almost 30 years ago. Named a company after our mother, Mama Turney's Homemade Pies. So that as long as there's a pie sold, our mama will always be remembered. Making three pies at a time. And we're in 1,800 grocery stores now. We've been at a food show, and standing at the table with my suit on and my tie, have a broker standing next to me that's a white guy that actually works for us. And there was a guy that walked up that owned 14 Piggly Wiggly stores. We were in Alabama. And he walks to the broker and asked him how much the pies were. And could we get the pies delivered to his 14 stores? And the guy just dropped his head, you know. And he said, Mr. Turney, would you like to answer this, the question that this guy is asking about your pies? And I said, I sure would. You know, I said, just because this guy's standing next to me, don't presume that I don't own the pie company. And I said, you know what? We don't ship to your part of Alabama. And he turned around and walked off. And then his boss came over. This was the son. The daddy came over and apologized. And I think we're still selling them pies now. But I thought about my father, our father, our mother, and the things that they went through, where maybe they couldn't have said that or couldn't have done that. You know, I survived without your 22 stores. You know, we're not rich, you know, but we worked hard for what we have, you know, and I'm not backing up from any of it, you know, and I never, ever will.